And for the rest of the hour, science in song. Joining us now is the band They Might Be Giants. Their new album, Here Comes the Sun, is just out. Here Comes Science. I'm sorry, it's a different song. Here Comes Science is just out. And here's a cut from the CD.
Science is real from the
sure hope so, because you're listening to Science Friday, and that was Science is Real by the band They Might Be Giants. And joining me now in the studio here in New York is John Linnell and John Flansburg, also on the drums, Marty Beller in the background. We'll be playing a lot of music. This welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you. Very exciting to be here.
Why would you do songs about science? I mean, I thought only geeks like me like science.
Because we're like you.
Are you? Did you do a lot of...
This is really a big thrill for us because, you know, we've been listening to the show for a long time. It's like suddenly like we're inside the TV set or the radio. You know, it's kind of trippy.
Were you science-y geeks when you were in school?
Not exactly, no. I mean, it's actually a little bit of a stretch in a way for us to declare ourselves to be authorities on science.
This is the Peter Principle in
exactly,
full bloom.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And you're stepping into a little quagmire by naming a song Science is Real. There are a lot of people who don't believe science.
Well, you see, that's not controversial for us.
Not for you.
No.
But have you heard any reaction from people who say, well, why?
Well, you know, I don't think judging by YouTube flame comments, you can really get an accurate gauge of what the in general, it seems like people are actually quite positive about the whole prospect.
Right. But people we meet face to face are like you, pretty much.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. 1-800-999-8255. We're going to try to play as many of the songs as we can.
Very good.
In a half hour, we have to talk to you. And there's some really interesting songs. Name the songs on the album.
Meet the Elements, Photosynthesis, My Brother the Ape, I Am a Paleontologist, Roy G. Biv, which is about the color spectrum, light spectrum. I don't know, John, what other
cells?
Titles? Cells.
One.
Why Does the Sun Shine?
Yeah.
Why Does the Sun Shine? Speed and Velocity.
And now these all sound like kids' songs. Are these aimed at kids?
Well, it's sort of a mixed bag. There are some songs that are very simple that are good for little kids.
Right.
And then there are songs that are more fact-packed that probably would, you know, be a little bit too complicated for a toddler, but you know, if you're, the song we're going to play, Meet the Elements, like if this existed in my freshman year of high school, it would have been an incredible godsend for my grades.
Well, you know, when I hear a song Meet the Elements, who am I thinking of? Not of you guys, way before you guys were born, Tom Lehrer. Right? You remember the Elements song? Do you remember Tom Lehrer?
No, actually.
I know the song Pollution by Tom Lehrer.
No, he did a whole song of the Elements that's much different than
probably
yours.
More satirical than ours.
Yeah, well,
I can't believe that guy like invented a time machine and went backwards and stole our ideas. Well, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that song.
He just rattles through the table of elements, periodic table of elements.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing.
Right, what made you
imagine our disappointment that we find out? No, but you know what?
He was a folk singer.
No.
What made you write this song? Tell us a little bit about the genesis of this song.
We were working on our science album, and I guess the thing is we wanted to cover all of the different areas of science. So we're thinking chemistry, biology, physics, earth science, applied science. You know, we're just stepping into each one. And I find the periodic table of the elements to be kind of a great organizational, an amazing inspiration, actually. That it's a grid. You can just look at it and say, oh, it's all laid out simply. It's like a lot simpler than a lot of other science charts that you have to study. So this one seemed like it was something you could stare at and write a song based on.
Yeah. Write a song. Well, you know, it's good that you said that because that proves you're a bigger geek than I am.
Does it prove that? Okay.
we're gonna just remind everybody that I'm Ira Flato, and this is Science Friday from NPR News. And we're going to hear a cut from the album. Here they are. They might be giants playing.
Meet the Elements.
Meet the Elements. Let's meet them now.
Iron is a metal. You see it every day. Oxygen eventually will make it rust away. Carbon in its ordinary form is coal. Crush it together and diamonds are born. Come on, come on and meet the elements. May I introduce you to a friend, the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Neon's a gas that lights up a sign at a pizza place. The coins that you pay with are copper, nickel, and zinc. Silicon and oxygen make concrete, bricks, and glass. Now add some gold and silver for some pizza place class. Come on, come on and meet the elements. I think you should check out the ones that call the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Up with other elements forming compounds when they combine, or make up a simple element formed out of atoms of the one kind. Balloons are full of helium, and so is every star. Stars are mostly hydrogen, which may someday drive your car. Hey, who let in all these elephants? Don't you know that elephants are made of elements? Elephants are mostly made of four elements, and every living thing is mostly made of four elements. Plants, bugs, trees, worms, bacteria, and men are mostly carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. Come on and meet the elements. You and I are complicated, but we're made of elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Team up with other elements, forming compounds when they combine. Or make up a simple element formed out of atoms of the one kind. Come on, come on and meet the elements. Check out the ones that call the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are.
Wow, that was great.
Thank you.
That was nothing like. That was much better. That's a great song.
We haven't heard the Tom Lehrer song. I can't possibly comment.
This was just terrific. How long did it take you to write that song? Months, years, decades, lifetime?
That's a secret. People are going to, if we do work, if we do like some kind of theme for somebody, they're going to want to pay us less if we reveal how quickly you can write a song.
Well, just to remind our audience, we're talking with the band. They Might Be Giants, and their new album is Here Comes Science. Is it out now?
Can you get it on iTunes? As of yesterday, it is
really?
Out everywhere. You can buy it at Target.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And you can download
it? Right next to Miley Cyrus.
You're listening to Science Friday on NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow, sitting in. I used to play the accordion.
Start jamming. Feel free.
With the band, they might be giants, and the new album is out yesterday. Here Comes Science with John Flansburg and John Linnell. Also, they're playing the music for us, and not to be outdone is Marty Beller is here with the drums.
The king of the drums.
The king of the percussion.
Marty is actually playing an electronic drum kit, which is brand new. It's his brand new thing.
You know, that explains why I tried to go over and hit, use my fingers.
Nothing happened. Yeah.
It's electronic. Huh?
You need the magic of electricity.
What an age we live in. And I'm surrounded by, I guess I'd call them music geeks, music science geeks, because they're writing albums about science. And what's the next song? We'd love to hear from you.
Well, this has a little story behind it. We used to cover a science song. In fact, we still do, called "Why Does the Sun Shine," which is from a bunch of science. It's a collection of science songs that came out when we were kids with Tom Glaser. And I don't know if you're familiar with this record, but the sun was called "Why Does this?" The song was called "Why Does the Sun Shine," and in parentheses, the sun is a mass of incandescent gas. And what we found out was that subsequently they figured out that the sun is not actually made of gas. After this song had become popular among kids, and
sure it is.
Well, apparently it's not.
I better relearn something.
We're here to tell you that it's that there are four states of matter, and the sun is actually a super excited gas, which is called plasma, where the electrons have
stripped off,
been stripped off,
stripped
precisely. And so we were forced to write this answer song to our own very popular "Why Does the Sun Shine,"
which is something we only do reluctantly. This whole fact checking thing is very difficult for a rock band.
Musicians don't normally care about whether there's plasma or
gas. We care about
there.
Beauty and poetry.
Yeah,
those are our main concerns.
All our lies are in our past. We're forgetting about the lines.
But it speaks very highly of you that you want to change the song to get it right.
Yeah, it was just sort of fun, too. I mean, basically, an engineer we were working with, we were actually talking about the conundrum of the whole thing because we had already re-recorded this famous song from our repertoire for this album. And we were just like, well, what are we going to do? It's outdated. It's science has evolved. The consensus has moved on from the idea of the song. And this engineer, John Altshuler, actually said, why don't you just write a song called "The Sun is a Miasma of Incandescent Plasma"? And that's what we did.
And is that the name of the song?
Yeah, that is
the song. All right, here it is.
Go. Plasma.
Here they is. They might be giants from their album Here Comes Science.
Electrons are free, plasma, full state of matter, not gas.
That's great. That's great.
Ira, I have to say, we've been on a million radio shows, and the reverence with which you show the length and ending of a song is truly a recessive trait in in DJs, hosts, radio people.
You want to know why that is?
It was beautiful. Like, when you actually, at the top of the thing, where you played the entire song, Science is Real, like, you know, typically, you know, people just hit the fader 30 seconds, but right before it ends, it's like, oh, we don't have that kind of time.
I will tell you why that is.
That's why I love, I love public radio.
I come from a public radio FM classical music background.
When I was at my
learning days at WBFO in Buffalo, if I ever faded down one note of a classical music, I once had an argument that I was the news director and I wanted to fade down the music so I could get a bulletin in there.
Right, exactly.
You can't run a bulletin. You can't interrupt an FM radio.
Right,
you
know, right.
Classical music.
So you were like the king of dead air.
You just let the song go all the way. You wrote the whole song. Why don't we hear the whole song?
You actually let a little silence in after that.
Absolutely.
Our guy in Boston, I guess, was Robert J. Lertzema. It would seem like he'd fallen asleep. You know, like it was this quiet
I remember
moment.
Him.
And it was like, that was...
It suggests a whole different kind of lifestyle. Fantastic.
Yeah. I have a suggestion for a song for you.
Oh, sure.
You know, you talked about the mistake with the makeup of the sun. How about something about Pluto not being a planet?
We do have a song. We haven't learned how to perform it in this group, but with this arrangement.
We
do have a song called "How Many Planets," where we dodge the question of how many planets there are by simply enumerating everything, planet or not, in the course of the song.
Let the people decide.
Let the people decide, yeah.
What's your opinion on that, Ira?
I don't think it really matters. You know, I don't think that it matters that Pluto is...
Well, then
is
we're in agreement then, yeah.
You know,
that's more or less what we're expressing in the song.
You know,
who cares?
If I were pressed, I'd have to say, yes, there are eight planets, but it doesn't really matter that Pluto has been demoted because it's just a name for something.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think everybody kind of feels for Pluto a little bit, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Woody Harrelson should be a planet too. So that makes nine.
Well, there are people who are, you know, or space cadets, but
What's that email address again, Ira?
Don't send it to me. Send it to John Linnell. He will take.
That's right. I'll take questions.
Go ahead.
I'm willing to debate.
Do you have a? And you never ask anybody this question, but I'll, you know, you never ask anybody who's your favorite kid, right? And you ask musicians what's your favorite song that you have.
It's funny. Yeah, we do get that, and we are. It's like insulting. You know, how could you ask that? Oh. I'm appalled.
I remember there was a radio station that used to advertise itself as one of two of America's great radio stations, so you never had to ask what the second one is. So,
If we said it's a Tom Lehrer song, would we suddenly reveal something?
Let's see if we can get another song in.
It's a laughter epidemic.
What should we do? Come on.
Let's do My Brother the Ape.
My Brother the Ape.
Might be giants.
About evolution, that controversial fact.
Well, I got the information that she sent to everyone, and I told you family picnics aren't exactly my idea of fun. You replied that everyone with me said they were going to come, and that's how you talked me into going to the reunion. When you said everyone, you really meant it. My brother the ape, my brother the ape. I received the photos you sent, and I don't regret that I went. Are the sight of everybody stiffly posing under one tent? But I don't feel I belong, and I keep wanting to escape. And I fail to see the likeness between me and my brother the ape.
then I look like my cousin the shrimp, or my distant kin the lichen, or the snowy eagle, or the moss, and I find it hard to recognize some relatives of ours, like the roach, the fir, the sycamore, iguanas, and sea stars. My brother the ape, my brother the ape, my brother the
terrific. They might be giants. The new album, Here Comes Science, John Flansburgh and John Linnell here in the studio with us, rocking away, and also on the drums, Marty Beller back there, not saying very much, sound bar. Are there any other folks you play with? Any people in your band?
Yes.
Yes.
We actually are. We're just about to go out on tour. We're doing some family shows as well as a Flood show where we're playing our 1990 breakthrough album, Flood, in sequence. And that's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal for us. And then we're doing this whole new show for adults. But joining us on stage is this fellow named Ralph Carney, who's famous among musicians for being the guy who plays on all the Tom Waits, sort of the classic Tom Waits middle period circus music albums. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays a lot of different kinds of horns. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be joining us, and it'll be very interesting working with somebody who's got such a clear voice as a musician. It's unlike
the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah, we're just hacking along. Yeah.
Well, we also have Dan Miller plays guitar and Danny Weinkopf plays bass. So it'll be a six piece, basically.
And
double
are you going to be? Where can people see you?
Everywhere. We're Los Angeles.
You got a schedule at all? You can tell us your next. Yeah. Guess your next.
I would say go to our website.
They might be Johnson. Or go to Facebook. Facebook has got all that information. Yeah. We got all these, and also there are all these videos. If people want to see videos of these songs, the entire album Here Comes Science has been made into a DVD, there are all these animated videos accompanying the music, and some of them are really quite remarkable.
So we might see you in an MTV video.
I don't think MTV is playing videos anymore. But if they were, they certainly no. I mean, it's shocking.
Yeah.
To everyone.
Right. I know it's
especially musicians.
I have two daughters. I know what's on that.
It's more of a lifestyle. Music is more of a lifestyle expression these days.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know if they'd really warm up to science that much, but.
We're talking with They Might Be Giants, and their new album is Here Comes Science, John Flansburgh and John Linnell on Science Friday from NPR News.
We're on the radio, guys.
I'm Ira Flatow. Have you never been on the radio before?
But I'm not on Science Friday. That's a big deal.
Wow, I'm very flattered. Yeah. You know, because we all wish we could do something else. I wish I could play a musical instrument.
I was just hoping that we'd be on Science Friday.
Well, one of us got our wish.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And is there a topic you'd like to take on that you haven't done yet, a subject matter?
We're thinking, we're tossing around ideas for the next Disney-produced Giants record, instructional music for young people. We're thinking maybe There Goes Your Civil Rights could be the next one. That was one idea I think Flansburgh had.
Yeah.
Here come
the syndicalists. We could do like a history, like sort of a people's history of America.
People's history of America, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. Have you got a quick song you could sing? We could take
sure. What should we do?
Do you want to hear a non-science song?
Sure, whatever. We only got a couple of minutes left.
I say that, but I don't have anything in my mind.
Well, play us out to the end of the show. And
why don't we do a song that's factually incorrect?
Go ahead.
Constantinople now, it's Istanbul, Constantinople, been a long time gone, Constantinople now, Church of Light, on a moonlit night, every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople, so if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul, even old New York was once New Amsterdam, why they changed it I can't say.
Just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople.
Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, Constantinople, got the worst. That's nobody's business but the Jews. Istanbul.
Going to talk until the music stops.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that song. I know that song.
Yeah,
an oldie moldie.
Yeah, it's super moldy.
And that's not on this album, though.
No,
it is not.
But it's still a great song. So if people go to watch you in concert, do you play other stuff besides?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, these albums are only 40 minutes. Even when we're doing the Flood, like, sort of, you know, tribute to ourselves show, it's only 40 minutes of the show, and the show's like an hour. The family shows are like an hour 15. The adult shows are like an hour 45, sometimes 2 hours when we're feeling heroic. And when we're in our Bruce Springsteen mode, things start expanding in the mannerist period of the
Yeah. I think we play more songs per show than Bruce, but probably only about half as long.
Right. I'm going to have to drop in the next
time. Yeah, come on.
I'm going to have to drop in.
Yeah, bring your accordion.
Bring my accordion. Try not to talk about that.
Plenty of room. Actually, use one of ours.
I just have to bring my chopsticks. It's the only thing I can hit. I'm a frustrated drummer, too. So I won't even... Thank you, Marty. I won't even try to do that. Well, we've run out of time, but you guys were terrific for coming.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You took up our whole studio with your musical instruments. You're welcome anytime you want to come back.
Well, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure.
You're welcome. John Flansburgh, John Linnell, also on the drums, Marty Beller. They Might Be Giants. The new album is Here Comes Science, and Here Goes Science, because that's the end of our program. Thank you all for taking time to be with us today. If you have comments or questions, you can write to us at Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, 10036. Greg Smith composed our theme music. We had help today from NPR librarian Key Molesky. If you have any questions about the band, They Might Be Giants, you can go to our website at sciencefriday.com. We've got links up there. And also, Flora's Science Friday video pick of the week. It's about saving turtles off of railroad tracks. It's quite interesting. And we encourage you to go there and also send us your own videos. We are podcasting, of course, and Twittering the whole week. And you can hear some good music up there with Here Comes Science, and they Might Be Giants. So we'll see you next week. Rocking on out there. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.